All right, in this lesson, we'll build on top of what we learned in the previous lesson about creating simple systems for teams by transforming those systems into more complex ones that can achieve even better results. First, why do we need complex systems? Why do we want to add complexity? Well, we never want to complicate things just for the sake of complexity, but there are some relatively minor adjustments that you can make to team systems that can dramatically improve them. One of the benefits of a more complex system is that you can have much tighter control over the quality of the result of a team system. You know, as we've learned, one of the biggest benefits to any system is getting more regularity and reliability in the end result. Just by building any simple system or routine at all, you'll see those benefits. But when the quality of the end result, you know, is absolutely critical to you and your team, adding conditional logic at different stages of the system can help you find inconsistencies as you go and, you know, and fix them before problems get, you know, compounded in future steps and stages. So imagine you were manufacturing a product. You would want to make sure that, you know, every single unit you produced was exactly the same and that they were all the best possible quality that they could be. You know, you would never want one customer to get, you know, something different from another. Or, you know, if you were in a real estate firm and you wanted to ensure that all your customers got the exact same experience and that it was the best experience that you're capable of providing. The same could be true of a creative process where you want to make sure that even though the end product might be different each time, everything you create meets some, you know, tight objective standards. By adding the ability to measure the output of each step in a system, you know, by some sort of standard, you can produce really high quality results in a more reliable way. The other major benefit of a complex team system is that it can operate much faster. When you have a complex system, you can break it up into, you know, even subsystems with all of their own steps. Some steps have to happen in order, but others might be, you know, semi-independent. And when you have a team, you can have people operating different parts of the same system at the same time. That can dramatically speed up the time it takes to produce results. But for all the benefits of adding complexity to a team system, there are also a few drawbacks you'll have to watch out for. First, tracking progress can be difficult. When you have a system, you know, with many steps and subsystems within it, you know, that all have their own steps, there's just more to keep track of. And when multiple parts are moving, you know, simultaneously with, you know, multiple people working on them, knowing exactly where things stand can get even more complicated. And communication can get a lot more complex. As you build more controls into a team system to try to improve quality, all the people who need to talk to each other in order to operate those controls and make sure the ball gets passed to the right people at the right time can get a little dizzying. You know, basically, complex systems provide some very useful benefits, but they're also more prone to breakdown simply because they have, you know, more moving parts. That's the trade-off. But you can minimize those downsides with a little extra work up front when you're designing your systems, and of course, you know, a commitment to steady improvement over time. So what's involved in that, you know, little extra work that's required to build faster and more reliable team systems? Well, first, you'll need all the same pieces in place for a complex team system that you need for a simple one. So, you know, there's buy-in from everyone involved before you build it. That's critical. Each step needs an owner so that someone's watching over every piece of the system. Deadlines are important so that slowdowns are caught in a timely manner. And really clear criteria to establish when each step is complete is needed to make sure that there's no confusion about, you know, when handoffs are supposed to happen. Once you have those in place, you'll need to focus on a few other important factors to get the most out of your system and prevent breakdowns. First, the system controller, that's probably you, right? Will need to take a more active role, at least in the beginning. When you're rolling out a complex system with, you know, conditional logic and multiple team members, it becomes more critical to have one person dedicated to watching over it, you know, looking for problems and making sure that everything is functioning the way that it's supposed to. This is because the more decision points you add to a system, the more opportunities there are for things to, you know, get stuck or handoffs between people to get missed. And the more people you have involved, the less any one person will feel responsible to watch over everything. You know, that's just a human psychology problem that we all have to deal with. A shared responsibility makes everyone involved feel a little less personally responsible. So whether it's you or, you know, someone else committed to the system that you trust, a complex team system really needs a strong leader at the top to act as its shepherd. Now, sometimes you might work with a group of people to complete a single step, you know, like a marketing team instead of a marketing person. In these kinds of cases, you'll want one person on that team to be the controller for that step. Remember, in team systems, it's incredibly important for each step to have one and only one person who is ultimately responsible for it. And to whatever extent you're able to, you're also going to want to encourage that team to create their own sub-steps. You're going to want them to kind of build their own system within the system. That way, you continue to maintain that really strong sense of responsibility in each player. Now, remember that ad agency we created a simple team system for in the last lesson? Let's see how we might improve their system by implementing this kind of structure. Maybe we've done a great job recruiting clients, and in order to keep serving them all really fast, we need to speed up our ad creation process. And we decide that there are two good opportunities for us to do that. First, we realize we don't really need to wait for the copywriter to finish their work to get started on graphic design. So we start to run those two steps in parallel. They both happen at the same time. We can't send the job off to the printer until both parts are done, you know, but running both together really speeds up the process by a full day. Next, we notice that the copywriting goes fast, but the graphic design goes really slow. Our designer is overloaded. So we sit down to figure out a solution and decide that we can break design up into two steps. We'll call it illustration and layout. And to speed things up, we hire an illustrator to do nothing but pump out illustrations all day to allow our graphic designer to focus just on layout. Well, now we have two steps running simultaneously, and we split one step into sub-steps run by a two-person team. Since you're the account manager who's watching over everything, you'll want to pay careful attention to how the copywriting and design steps get completed on each job, since they're both running together. But design still relies on copy in order to finish the job. And you'll also want to make sure that the graphic designer doesn't, you know, totally offload their responsibility for illustration, since that sub-step is being taken care of by someone else. The illustrator should be in charge of illustration, but the graphic designer should also take some ownership over it and make sure they're, you know, keeping an eye on all things design related. That way, everyone still owns something, and any multi-step tasks also have someone driving them forward. But, now we have another problem. We're creating tons of ad campaigns and business is going well, but our clients are kind of unhappy with the final results. You know, they tell us we're not always getting it right after that 20-minute meeting that we all do at the very beginning of the process. Well, this is a problem that a complex system can also solve. So remember, one of the biggest benefits of complex systems is that we can build some conditional logic into them to decide what to do next when the results aren't 100% under our control. So we decide that we want our clients to have a chance to make some changes before their jobs go to the printer. So we start asking for approval after the design step is finished, but before printing. You know, we don't want things to get too crazy though, so we need to be specific about what things the client can and cannot ask for when they request changes. We decide that they can request changes to the copy and the general color scheme. You know, if the client is happy with our first design, you know, we just send it straight to the printer. But if they aren't happy, we have them send us a form with the changes they want. This creates what we call a system loop. And a loop happens when we create a checkpoint in a system. In this case, we're asking the client to give us feedback. You know, is the design acceptable or is it not acceptable? If it's not acceptable, you know, we loop back in the system and perform the work again in order to make it acceptable. On some jobs, the client just wants to change, you know, a few words. In that case, we loop back to the copywriter, you know, to make those adjustments. And then the copywriter sends it to the designer again, who makes sure the new words fit in the design before sending it back out to the client for approval again. But on other jobs, the client just wants to update the colors. In that case, we don't have to bother the copywriter. We can just run it by the designer and quickly make whatever changes were, you know, asked for. Easy. Now we have a production system that's designed to produce really great results for our clients. And it's working. You know, everyone's happy. But do you see how the amount of decision-making kind of increased? We introduced some new variables, and some of them we can't control, like whether the client loves our design or not. So you can see how it will serve you really well to be specific about what decisions are going to be made when they're going to be made, who's going to make them, and what criteria you're going to use to make those decisions. If those pieces of the system aren't really clear, it can cause everyone involved to get confused, which can slow down the whole system and make things worse instead of better. Okay, so now it feels like we're really winning. Every design we finish is getting, you know, 5-star reviews from our clients. The changes we made have really improved the quality of the work we produce. But now we're starting to notice another problem. You know, we're busier than ever in creating the best designs we ever have, but we're actually making less money and the campaigns are taking forever to finish. What the heck is happening? You know, we thought we had perfected the system. So we sit down as a team again to figure out what's going on. And the copywriter mentions that on some days, it feels like there's nothing to do. But on other days, they're spending the entire day doing nothing but making edits to the same campaign over and over. After we probe a little further, we finally figure out, you know, what the problem is. Some of our clients are taking days, you know, or even weeks just to approve our designs. And others are super picky and just won't approve anything. Every time we send the design over, they send it back asking for more changes. What happened was that even though we set up deadlines for ourselves, we're now inviting our clients to be a part of the decision-making process inside our system, but we haven't given them any deadlines. That doesn't work. They don't feel any sense of urgency to approve our designs, so their projects end up, you know, getting stuck in our queue just waiting for them. Complex team systems need more than just step deadlines. They need decision deadlines also. When a step is complete, we now have someone making a judgment about whether or not that step was done well enough. We need that decision to happen quickly to keep the process from stalling. So we decide that all our clients will get 48 hours to either approve our designs or request changes. And if we don't hear from them in 48 hours, we'll just assume the design is approved and move forward. This new decision-making deadline solves the problem we're having where campaigns keep getting stuck because of unresponsive clients. But what about the other problem we notice? You know, the one where some of our clients are so picky, they won't approve anything and they keep requesting changes. That's really slowing us down and making everyone kind of frustrated. And it's because we failed to create what's called a loop resolution. So, have you ever tried to go to a web page and you get an error message that says, you know, we can't load this page because the URL contains an infinite redirect loop? You know, it's kind of like that. Or maybe you remember when you were a kid and you'd ask your mom if you could go to your friend's house after dinner. And your mom would say, you know, I don't know, ask your dad. And when you asked your dad, he'd say, I don't know. Why don't you ask your mom? And you're like, I already asked everyone and I still don't have an answer. That's the problem we're having now, and we need to fix it. In our newly improved system, we built a really useful loop that gave the client the ability to request changes, which led to better results and happier clients. But it has a vulnerability where, in some cases, that loop can just go forever and ever and never finish. To fix this, we do a little research and realize that most of our clients are perfectly happy after, you know, two rounds of revision. So we decide that's our new limit. You get to give input on the design twice, and then we move on. This helps our indecisive clients become more decisive, and it prevents the really picky ones from monopolizing our time while still giving everyone a chance to, you know, to give feedback. And those final two changes are what really get things moving the right direction. Everyone's happy and we're pumping out ad campaigns faster than ever. So here's what we learned in this lesson. First, we learned about the benefits of complex team systems. You can control the quality of the output much better than you can with a simple system. And you can also organize the pieces of your systems to operate a lot faster. But we also learned that, you know, the power of those benefits come with some drawbacks that you'll have to work around. Tracking can get cumbersome in a complex team system, and communication can become really difficult if you don't plan out how to keep everyone in the loop. All right, second, we built onto the example system from our last lesson to learn the most important aspects to plan for when you're creating a complex team system. The first thing to do that helps everything else is to make sure that one person is ultimately responsible for looking after the whole system. You need someone who can, you know, zoom out and look at the big picture. And you also want to be sure that when a team of people are collaborating on a bigger task, one person is in charge of overseeing that shared work. And since one of the biggest benefits to a complex system is its ability to handle conditional logic, you know, and decision making, you want to be sure that the criteria to make those decisions is really clear and there's a deadline for when to make them so that progress doesn't get stuck. And finally, we learned how powerful loops can be for improving the quality of what your system produces, but also that you need to plan for how to resolve the loops in a team system so that they don't accidentally loop forever and bring everything to a grinding halt. Now you know the most critical steps to take to build these kinds of complex team systems in your own work and your own life. So go ahead and spend some time today planning out how you might upgrade some of the systems you have with your own coworkers or even your family to get better results even faster. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next lesson.